Hey, you're listening to The Morning Show with Aaron. There we go, we're working. And this sounds a bit tinny, but we're outside. We're doing the interview outside. I've got our councillor, Lisa Thompson, with me here. We're sitting under the trees beside the community house in the town hall.
What a fantastic spot it is, actually. What a beautiful morning, and it's great to be outside rather than in the studio, even though we're having some technical problems.
Yeah, well, it's a bit of an experiment, but Lisa's very patient with me, so that's really good.
Well, you're patient with me because I was late.
It was good that you were late because it gave me more time to get ready. We're sitting here. We can see the maunga over there. It's got a bit of cloud on the top of it today. And this is my first interview with Lisa, who's, if you've just tuned in and don't know who Lisa is, she's our councillor for Waikato District Council. There's a community board meeting next week, isn't there?
There is. Next Wednesday at 1:30 is our public forum. Then our main meeting happens at 2 o'clock.
Not bad. It's on Zoom.
It is probably going to be on Zoom, that's right. Yeah. We were just working out the logistics of it, and so it's highly likely that it'll be on Zoom, but that detail will be sent out. I saw a letter, an email from Gaylene Kanawa, who's our democracy manager at Waikato District Council, but I didn't read it this morning, so it's probably saying that it is on Zoom. So my apologies. So I'm pretty sure it'll be on Zoom, and we'll be welcoming and swearing in Kitty Binnersley, actually, as our newest member to the Raglan Community Board, which is fantastic, and I get to do the honours of swearing her in on Wednesday, which is fantastic. So really looking forward to that. We had a board catch-up on Wednesday evening, which was great to say hi to Kitty and just touch base as board, because obviously people have been in different places over the summer period. So, yep, Wednesday
coming. So the board's
coming.
Had a break?
The board has had a break.
Has the councillors had a break as well?
We have had a break. It's been great. Enjoying this beautiful summer. Obviously, you know, in Raglan, whilst other places are on holiday, we're on high alert because we're always really busy.
We are super busy.
But, you know, it's been a fantastic summer. Hot, and I'm sure everyone's looking forward to some rain.
Are you promising rain?
No, but we're looking forward to it.
It's a political promise for rain.
No.
Okay, so look, let's get into everyone's noticed what's happening with the airfield, and Lisa's just been explaining to me off the air that there's a lot of this stuff is out of council's hands. But can you remind people what the council's position is with the land and what the council's intentions are?
The council really want to work with the hapu groups and the whānau groups that are in that land to look at what the future will be of that land. And working out how we can work together to continue a relationship and, you know, the return of the land. So as you know, Aaron, on the 19th of December last year, we had a hui with the Mayor, Gavin Iron and Roger McCulloch and the appropriate parties, just with regard to the future of the airfield. And that's really positive. And as you know, Angeline has called a hui for the original owners of Te Kōpua 1 for the 12th of February.
So this is Angeline Greensill.
That's right. Angeline Greensill.
Tainui Whiro.
That's right. Tainui. So looking forward to that. Obviously, I won't be at that hui because it's for the original owners of that. So, and that's on the day of the arrest when a number of people, including Eva, were arrested. So it's quite a momentous day to have that sort of corridor. So that's on
people,
the 12th.
For people who don't know, Angeline Greensill is Eva Rickard's daughter.
And she's the environmental...
carried the flag kind of for her mission, but in quite a different way.
Yeah, for the people of Raglan, for the Māori and Raglan, and she's one of the treaty claimants over that area. So that's on the 12th. So no doubt there'll be many people really interested in attending that, but it is for the those descendants of Te Kōpua 1.
And just to be really clear for people, council is long-term looking to divest itself of that piece of land.
Yeah. And, you know, working with the hapu groups on what that looks like and how we can still continue working together for the maintenance of that area as well, if that was what the owners would wish. So working on that. So watch this space. Obviously, people have probably been very interested in the actions and the activities that have been happening recently. And we're working on that as council.
Okay, folks, if you just tuned in, I'm talking to Councillor Lisa Thompson, and there's going to be a lot of background noise today because of the way we've set this interview up outside. I'm not allowed interview guests in the studio, and I'm not sick of this already. I've only been back at work for a week. We'll have a chat outside. What about moving on to other things, COVID preparedness? Everyone's expecting the dreaded Omicron variant to race through the country, although it doesn't seem to be going very fast yet.
No, and but, you know, that's because we're highly vaccinated. I think we're 96% now of those eligible to be vaccinated have been vaccinated, and obviously the booster rollout. And so it will be interesting to see, because I think they'd predicted by this weekend coming, Waitangi weekend, that we would have something like 50,000 people already with Omicron.
Probably don't know who they are.
Yeah, but you know, that was the modelling, and we are nowhere near that. So
I think the fact that we're basically living outside.
We are.
Like I said, we're inside, but our doors and windows are thrown open. I suspect that'll make a difference. Like in Australia, it's really hot and they go inside and turn the air conditioning on. So it's a bit, maybe that'll make a difference here, but
yeah. So of course, you know, those have been discussions in council. And also, you know, very topical is the requirement for the vaccine passports into our library facilities. Gavin, I and Eugene Patterson, who's one of my fellow councillors for Ngāti Awa here, and the mayor are actually meeting next week to discuss the you know, what will that look like for our facilities, and that will come back for further discussion with councillors.
Has that not been decided, or is there
It was decided, if you remember, in December, to have a requirement for the vaccine passports for our facilities. And I think, you know, for there may be an appetite to change that, you know, that requirement, because where we find ourselves, we're highly vaccinated, and what does that look like? And actually, people want to get on with the, you know, with their lives, you know, in this situation. So that will be another discussion that we'll be having.
Can we talk about the town hall, or should I say about that?
You could probably say about that. You're probably more familiar with that.
The town hall, because the decision making around the town hall was given to the town hall committee by staff.
Which I think was a great move.
Yeah. I think they were a little bit alarmed initially that they had to make the decision, but they've sat down and thought about it, and they've decided to not require a vaccine pass. But it doesn't mean it won't be required for some types of events anyway under the rules.
That's exactly right. So you know, I think they've made the right decision because, you know, our facilities, like our town hall particularly, is something that is well loved and utilised by many. And so I really commend them for the decision that they've made. And also it would be incredibly hard for them to actually manage that process had they required the vaccine passports. So well done to the hall committee. And of course, there are restrictions under the red traffic lights on the numbers being able to be inside.
Yeah, all that stuff still applies anyway, regardless.
So I think they've done a great job. So moving forward, we'll, you know, just have to watch this space, won't we, Aaron? So we're actually back officially in council on Tuesday. We've got the Easter trading bylaw, which I'm still reading through the submissions of that. We've also got our speed limit bylaw submissions that we will be deliberating on. And, of course, the biggest one in February is actually the dog control bylaw, which has obviously attracted a lot of interest and a lot of submissions. I think we've got 98 people, submitters, who want to speak to that. I think that will be on Zoom.
But
for the whole district.
As I recall, last time there was quite a bit of activity in Raglan, and they got the law changed that you could bring your dog into town.
That's exactly right. So they, you know, we went out.
Do we know if there's opposition to that?
I haven't actually seen the report isn't out yet. So that's not until the end of February, the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. I think the hearings are scheduled for. And of course, then we've got infrastructure, strategy, and finance, and we've got a council meeting at the end of the month. And so it's all go, but I think we'll probably, as the weeks progress into February, we'll be probably meeting on Zoom as opposed to in council chambers, although we are in council chambers on Tuesday, which would be nice to catch up with my fellow councillors.
We actually will be.
Yeah, we will be for Tuesday, and then probably after that it will be by Zoom.
Just back to the COVID thing, does there need to be preparations for anything in our area, like once, you know, everyone's saying it's going to arrive and lots of people will get it and so people will be off work?
So there has been work done in the background in terms of supporting the community, and Marion Wright from the Raglan Food Bank has been working closely with the DHB. They'll be providing support to whānau for food and things like that. So we've actually got a hui, which I'm going to schedule for Tuesday evening, for various organisations, including the Food Bank, Raglan Area School, the Business Chamber, the DMO, Raglan Naturally, and others, including our Māori health providers from Whatawhata, Pira Paiko, and Glenda Raumati from Ngā Mero Health. We'll be zooming into that just to talk about how we can coordinate our community response when there are more people isolating because of the Omicron. So we will be doing that on Tuesday. And as you've probably hopefully seen in the Chronicle this week and in the summer guide, is, you know, the you know, the support around what we can do as a community, the article on there, and also the Food Bank has been really proactive in putting out how you can access their services if you need to isolate. So in the background there are things happening, and we're lucky also that the Time Bank has offered their volunteers to support whatever activity needs to take place in the community. And of course, just next door here in the basement of the Raglan Community House, they had kindly given us the basement as a distribution centre if we would need it.
Okay. So big preparations, and you never know, we might not need them. But
we might not need it.
The biggest thing is if people test positive, they'll be off work, whereas if you just had a normal cold, you might have gone anyway.
Yeah.
So that will make the difference.
That will make a difference. And, you know, you've seen, we've probably all read the forecast about, you know, that there'd be, you know, that we'll really struggle, but let's just wait and see. And if you test positive, there'll be lots of support for you in our community.
Yeah, that's good to know. So looking, is this an election year this year?
It is an election year this year, so October. So I'm actually I've made a decision to stand again.
Oh, you have? Yep. Okay. I wasn't sure if I could ask. It's too early to ask, but...
I think one more term. You know, I don't think 6 years are enough, but I think 9 years would be if I got re-elected. So I am going to stand again. And I'm unsure who in council and my fellow colleagues would be standing again, but I just, whilst I was on holiday, just thought that with my experience now, that, you know, there are still things to do within the community. So I put my hat in the ring again for one more term.
Okay, all right. I guess we'll ask community board members as time goes on. I'm sure Kerry will stand again. She's just got on the board.
Yeah, I hope she does. She'll be a great addition to the team. The board has done a lot of work this term and a lot of projects and have really rolled their sleeves up. So I commend them for the hard work that they've done. It's not an easy job being councillor, and it's certainly not an easy job being on the community board. And it can be as big or small as you desire. And I think that the board has taken on some big gnarly projects, like the Places for People, the Walk project, and of course the airfield. So it's been a tumultuous and terrific term, actually, with the board.
Yeah. Do you have to get moving to your next meeting?
I do. I need to go to Trade Aid.
Trade Aid meeting. All right. Well, thank you for popping down here. Folks, if you're wondering what's going on, because it sounds really different, you can hear the trees rustling and the bird
and the birds singing. And you probably heard, it sounded like a siren or something just before, but it wasn't.
Some of these brakes, maybe.
Yeah, squeaky brakes. So.
Yeah, so I'm just sitting outside because I can't have interview guests in the studio. And my technology slightly failed, so just using the laptop mic.
Yeah, so
next time it'll be better.
It's certainly live from the streets of Raglan.
It is. You can literally hear the street. Thank you for coming in, Lisa.
Thank you.